This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. While we were busy with the special session, three lawmakers announced for the treasurer's race in October. Representative John Schroeder, a Republican from Covington, says he will follow the pattern set by former state treasurer John Kennedy.
I believe the treasurer has to be somebody that has political courage, that will represent the people and say what needs to be said.
Republican Senator Neil Reiser of Columbia is also running.
I feel like I'm uniquely the most qualified candidate to be in the race. 32 years of business experience, 23 years in banking. I've chaired Revenue and Fiscal Affairs. I've been on Bond Commission, which the state treasurer chairs.
And then there's Representative Julie Stokes of Kenner, a certified public accountant who's a Republican as well.
I don't think we've ever had a CPA in that role. Numbers are absolute, and I think that as a CPA and people of the state have just accurate, objective, non-politicized fiscal information to go from.
I asked each of them what they might do differently if elected. Schroeder says,
I haven't really spent a lot of time thinking about what would I change, because I don't know if anything needs to change.
Reiser says he would do more outreach with unclaimed property.
That's the people that are losing out on money. Sometimes people don't realize they have it, but to notify them and let them know it's their money, and I'll diligently pursue that, and we'll be getting it back to them.
And Stokes says she would check and double-check the numbers the state is using.
We get these audited financial statements, and then we make all of our decisions based on the budget. I think we need a procedure to reconcile those two sets of books.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.